This morning's scripture lesson, first one comes from is Psalm 100, a psalm of thanks. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his own pasture. Enter his gates with thanks. Enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him. Bless his name. Because the Lord is good, his loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. And the second reading comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. The peace of Christ must control your hearts. A peace into which you were called in one body, and be thankful people. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and give thanks to God the Father through him.
I had a chance to take a peek at the beautiful Christmas tree. It's waiting for us to decorate, right? And we are definitely preparing for the joyous season of Advent together, even in this time of pandemic. Yeah, pandemic Thanksgiving. You may say, that sounds odd, but that's what we are going to experience this week. You may be feeling that you are not as thankful as you usually do at this time of year. With the surge of the pandemic, real life circumstances around us certainly leave us feeling drained and fearful than thankful. And these reactions are very understandable for sure, right? Then this Thanksgiving Day, what can we be thankful for? This was my question to begin with in my sermon preparation this week. What can I be thankful for? My thought then, as you may do, went to the things that I have. Yes, I have health. I have family. I have a job. I have a supporting and caring church family. Apparently, I have many that I can claim as mine. Then my thoughts turned this way. Do I mean that I am thankful because my have been preserved from the attack of this pandemic? What if I was hit by the virus? What if I lost my family to it? What if I lost my income source? What if I lost health even for a while? Those are what many of people around me have been experiencing. What if I lost things that I had? Then should my thankfulness be held off until even some of them would return to my list of haves? If that happened, some of you would prod me to, hey, peace, rummage more through, yeah, to see what you still have. That doesn't seem right, at least this year. I'm afraid that way, on the other side of my gratitude, I am numbing myself from the pain of others who do not have things that I have. Here is a Peanuts cartoon. It depicts Charlie Brown bringing Snoopy his dinner on Thanksgiving Day. When Snoopy looked at his bowl and realized it was just his usual dog food, he began to grumble. This is unfair. The rest of the world today is eating turkey with all its trimmings. And I get dog food because I am a dog and all I get is a dog food. Then he started to stare at his food for a while and finally conceded, saying, "I guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey." But that's funny. Okay, but because I could be a turkey, I should be thankful. Because I could be a family of the ones who lost life to COVID-19, I should be thankful. If my gratitude is built on separation between mine and theirs, it seems wrong. Again, at least this year. In this pandemic, compassion has been the things that I never wanted to lose. Even in our communal life, if we look for a reason for gratitude among what we currently have, our gratitude may have our excuse this year, as we do not have safe vaccines or cure drugs, which we all desperately want. This way, to those who find reasons for gratitude only among the things that they have gained and the things that are available for them to consume and enjoy, their lives, at least for the last 9 months, would have been ungrateful. Meanwhile, what I have not wanted to do is saying as if the virus is God's punishment for sin, or God's teaching tool to strengthen faith, or a tragedy that will be recompensed in heaven. I reject those easy answers that we Christians are tempted to give in times of tragedy. Instead, I wanted to, and at least try to, because it requires intentional efforts to do, understand and embrace this time to be a time of lament, a time of restraint, or precisely not jumping to solutions, but staying connected to others in compassion and patience, and staying open to God's Spirit in every circumstance. Then I have realized what is the true reason, ever true reason, for my unchangeable gratitude. In Psalm 100, and in many places in the Bible, people of faith say that we can be grateful because the Lord is good, because His steadfast love endures forever. Particularly in the words of Psalm 100, we are reminded that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to Him. We are His people. Yes, we are grateful. We can ever be grateful because of this truth, which has nothing to do with what we have done. No matter what we have done or undone, no matter what circumstances have left us, God is unshaken. God's love is steadfast. It'll never be taken from us. No change to who we are. It is that we are children of God, made and known and loved by God, period. We know it. We feel good about it, but it doesn't seem to do anything powerful in our lives. Sometimes we feel that way. By the end of this service, by the end of this week, our grief and lament may not disappear. But then, try this. Say the truth. Say it before God. Yes, oh God, I am yours. In this life and in the life to come, I'm always yours. That's what everyone can be grateful for. With this reason for gratitude, we will then know that true thanksgiving does not depend on what we have earned or wait for circumstances to change. By now, you might or you might not wonder why this sermon is titled A Secret to Becoming a Hero. Yes, I wanted to finish our November 2020 sermon series by making this statement very clear. We are heroes. What makes a hero? Running into burning buildings to save others? Or breaking a long-standing athletic record? Or inventing a vaccine to end the pandemic? Or inspiring and mobilizing millions of people to end injustice in our society? Of course, yes. But throughout the series, I keep saying that heroes, everyday heroes, are not select few. Heroes are those who are doing what is right, what is life-giving, and what is community-serving in their own lives, even when it is not popular, even when they are facing fear. In short, I can say that a hero responds to the needs of others. A hero does not separate herself from the others. A hero does not take an easy way, but feeling the pain of others, moving out of her comfort zone, a hero cares about the need of others. If you agree with me that one of the greatest needs to everyone this year is being able to be grateful, then you can be heroes. When you name what is the true reason for our gratitude, yes, you are heroes as you are thankful. Actually, that is a quote from Darla, our church office administrator. We are heroes because we can be thankful. This week when I was wrestling in search of a direction for this sermon, having heard what I was able to say about this sermon by that time, Darla says, "Peace, you say we are heroes because we can be thankful, right?" I don't think I said it, but I meant it. But I give credit for this quote to Darla. Yes, this Thanksgiving, while everyone's life is in need of an honest reason to be grateful, we can respond to that need by telling them what is always true about them. It is that they are known and loved by God, their Creator. Yesterday, I was with Audrey Richards' family at their graveside service for Audrey's mother, Eileen, who passed away on the day after her 98th birthday. After having lived a long and good life, right? And I asked the family a quiz, which I may ask you, even you now. Do you know what the name Eileen means? At least Eileen here. Do you know what your name means? Her name Eileen, although her name is spelled E-I-L-E-N-E, but which is a variant of the English name E-I-L-E-E-N, I Googled meanings of the name Eileen. And according to BehindTheName.com, sounds like they are doing what they are supposed to do, right? Eileen is considered as an Irish form of Helen, which comes from Greek word Helene, meaning torch. Here you might think of the Greek mythology where Helen was the daughter of Zeus. And Helen was known as the most beautiful woman of Greece. And so she was the indirect cause of the Trojan War. Hearing me say this information, the family at the graveside service looked like they were saying, we are not sure if we feel connection easily between the young, charming Helen of ancient Troy and our grandma Eileen. Right. I'm not sure if that beautiful young woman, Helen, in the Greek myth, was in the mind of Eileen's grandparents about 100 years ago. But I said to the family, that's the point. We don't know always what's the thought in the mind and heart of the one who has given us life. And that is what I want you to know. And that's thankfully what we all know. What's the thought of our Creator for us? And that is what I want you to cling to in this pandemic Thanksgiving week. The one who creates you, the one who got you started here, have called you by name and says to you, "You are mine." A few lines after that passage of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, God continues to say that when we are between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. God navigates the way out and guides us through. Because we are God's beloved. Because, as is read in Jeremiah 29:11, God's plan is to give us a future with hope. A future with hope. This is for sure what God has for me and you. And thus, we are grateful. I do believe that this truth has a power. When we have this faith, which means to live it and share it and to give thanks for our life in God, then we can face the future unafraid, and people will see that we live that way into the future without fear. Then people will see the power of this gratitude. Let me finish this sermon. If you forget everything that I have said so far, but remember this. Here is a summary. Thanksgiving is not an activity to teach us that, in fact, our lives are not too bad when we compare ours to some other people in a more miserable situation than ours. No. Thanksgiving is what we do because we know that we belong to God. As God has claimed us as God's beloved. Because God promises to us a future with hope, which will never be taken from us. And this is always and everywhere ours. Thus, Thanksgiving is what we can do even in this pandemic Thanksgiving week and in every circumstance. So, we all say, thanks be to God. Amen.